This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind Original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Audacy podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Audacy app and wherever you get your podcasts.
8:50, 10 till 9, Tommy Tucker, WWL. A little bit late going to Jesse Noel, Regional Director for the Southeast Louisiana Flood Protection Authority, West, SLFPAW. Tell me about this millage that's coming up. Jesse, good morning, and thank you for coming on.
Good morning, Tommy. Thank you so much for having me. So this millage renewal that's on the ballot on March 29th was passed originally in 2018 and was dedicated to major maintenance for the vastly improved flood protection system that was constructed following Hurricane Katrina. That major maintenance includes levee lifts, because as we all know, in South Louisiana, levees settle. We want to make sure that we're achieving that maximum elevation to prevent storm surge. And then we also had three large closure complexes constructed as part of the system. And this millage is dedicated to helping fund the major maintenance and repairs associated with those large facilities that have very large openings that we got to make sure close during a storm event.
So this millage was originally established. It's not set in perpetuity, and it rolls off. That's why it has to be renewed. Am I accurate or not?
That is correctly accurate. It renews every 10 years. It was, like I said, passed in 2018. And we're trying to get it renewed. We've invested $23 million of it already in levee lifts that resulted in about 18 miles of levee being lifted anywhere from 2 to 3 feet in the past 6 years. And we're continuing to work hard to operate and maintain those large closure complexes, and that's what it's dedicated for.
Yeah, it's a tough spot, and I was talking to the DA from St. Tammany Parish earlier because these things can't be on to infinity, and then the voters think you're always coming back and asking them for more taxes when in essence you're just asking them to renew what's already been approved to maintain what you already have. Is that accurate?
That is accurate. Yeah, this is a renewal. This is a tax that's already on the books, that's already been hitting the property tax bills for the past few years. And again, it will be a renewal. And it'll help us make sure that the system functions as designed for a surge event.
And just, I got a text here. You're with the Southeast Louisiana Flood Protection Authority, West. That has nothing to do with what's going on with East and the governor and Shane Guidry, correct?
Correct. So we are a separate entity. The Southeast Louisiana Flood Protection Authority, West, is responsible for the 80 miles of flood protection on the West Bank in Jefferson and Algiers. And so that's what our focus is. Our focus is making sure that flood protection functions as designed for a storm. And that's what we're getting to do every day.
I didn't want this to get caught up in the politics of it, Jesse. That's the only reason I brought it up. So you vote for it. It's not a new tax. It's just renewing something to maintain the flood protection that was installed after Katrina. Did I say anything wrong?
No, you didn't. And the one thing I would say, I want everybody to know, this flood protection system protects $41 billion in infrastructure on the West Bank. So we take a lot of pride in that. And I can say more importantly, there's a 250,000 people, 250,000 people that live on the West Bank, call it home, live behind this flood protection. And we think about that every day as we're doing the job, operating and maintaining the system and making sure that it's ready to go for a hurricane.
Including my home, so I'm voting for it. Thank you, Jesse. Appreciate it. Jesse Noel, Regional Director for the Southeast Louisiana Flood Protection Authority, West, 854 Traffic Now, WWL.